21-year-old Patrick Carney decided to take some time off from college to focus on YouTube. It's not the kind of news that would thrill many parents, but Carney had a plan. He launched one of the fastest-growing YouTube channels devoted to a popular video game called Clash of Clans.
Hey, welcome back, guys. It's Patrick here from Play Clash of Clans, bringing you guys another Let's Play episode.
He now has 325,000 subscribers and a stable of big-name advertisers, but the program served as a springboard for something even more amazing. Carney entered a contest to attend Space Camp and compete for a chance to ride a small private shuttle 62 miles above the Earth.
You launch, you get to go up, experience weightlessness, take some pictures of Earth, and then you re-enter into the atmosphere and you glide down and land back on that runway. It's supposed to be a reusable plane.
To attend the camp in early December, he needed to win votes online. So he turned to his YouTube fans and to other social media, campaigning online.
And with about 4 days left, I had rocketed up to fourth place. So instantly, I got back on the campaign trail. I made a couple more videos. I sent out a couple more emails, and luckily I finished up in second place and won my trip to camp.
At the Kennedy Space Center, he joined 107 kids from around the world taking part in the kind of training astronauts do before missions, riding a G-force simulator and flying stunts with a prop plane pilot.
He would accelerate to about 250 knots straight up in the air so you can feel your body just melted against your seat. And then he takes you in a circle and he whips you around at 4.5 G's.
The contest winners also met astronaut Buzz Aldrin and watched a rocket launch.
3, 2, 1.
They raced across an obstacle course, scaled a tall rock tower, and did exercises to test teamwork. But a jumbo jet flight to simulate zero gravity had to be scrapped when the plane sucked a bird into its engine beforehand. During the 4-day program, judges observed these young space enthusiasts, and as camp came to an end, 23 of them were selected to ride the X-Corelink space shuttle in 2015. Carney shared the news with his family.
I was at 1% battery on my phone, so I just gave him a cliffhanger. I just texted them, spacebound, and then my phone died.
And later he would share the moment with viewers on his YouTube channel.
I actually won the trip to space. I have the clip there, holding the fingers up in the air. You can see my certificate here. It says future astronaut on it. Insane. You can see us all in our orange suits. I'm in the top right. We got Buzz in the center. We took pictures for like 2 hours after. My cheeks hurt from smiling so much. I still was in shock. I still am in shock.
But the shock was replaced by awe when all 23 winners boarded the modified 727, which was again certified airworthy. It flew to 24,000 feet, then descended rapidly to create a weightless environment. Space Expedition Corporation is selling seats on its shuttle for 2015, but businessman Carney couldn't afford a ticket.
I think you can buy tickets right now for $100,000 to go, and I think Virgin offers one for $250,000, but free is the best price.
That said, he sees the trip as a priceless opportunity, one he earned by competing aggressively with more than 1 million people who entered the contest. I'm Sandy Houseman.